for tuning in. This has been an Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight, only on 88.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in. If you've been digging the music you've heard tonight, check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. Take care of yourselves, folks. Have a great night.
Buckets ready, clean the pans and gather firewood late in the winter. It's maple syrup time. You need warm and sunny days, but still a cold and freezing night time for just a few weeks. Maple syrup time. We boil and boil and boil and boil it all day long, till 97% of water evaporates just like this song. And when what is left is syrupy, don't leave it too long. Keep up the fire, maple syrup time. Make the maracas. Get out the buckets and tap the trees in time. Making it is half the fun, satisfaction when it's done. Keep up the fire, maple syrup time. My grandpa says perhaps it's just a waste of time. Ah, but no more than this attempt to make a happy little rhyme. So swing your tail or pat your feet, but keep in good time. Keep up the fire, maple syrup time. Make the maracas now. In rhyme, as in life or revolution, rarely is there a quick solution. Anything worthwhile takes a little time. We boil and boil and boil and boil it all night long, till what is left is syrupy. Don't leave it on the flame too long, but squeeze the minute, build a new world, sing an old song. Keep up the fire, maple syrup time. Keep up the fire, maple syrup time. Keep up the fire, maple syrup time. Split wood, not atoms. Keep up the fire, maple syrup time.
Yes! Maple syrup time. Zombo directly in your brain. And you're asking yourself, my God, what have I done? No, you're asking yourself, what is up with today?
Already.
already with maple syrup time by Pete Seeger. And I got to tell you, today's show is all about contentment. That's right. It's all about contentment. There we go. All about contentment. Yeah, you're nice and content with oops. Got to pull my pants up again. Never mind. It is maple syrup time. And, you know, it's all about today. It's all about contentment. Because I last vacation, so last week or so, in Vermont. And it was very, 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 you know, content. The people in Vermont are so content. Like, you'll be in upstate New York, and you'll just kind of feel this vibe, just a lot of, like, you know, this dark vibe and hatred and racism and just all these bad things. You get over to the border of Vermont, and it's very content. Everybody's just kind of chill. Everybody's kind of buddy, you know? It's kind of that way. And you know why? Do you know why? Three things, and that's what today's show is. Three things that make human beings absolutely content. I found the key to contentment. Three things. And they have the best in Vermont, and that is maple syrup, cheese, and ice cream. The cheese and the ice cream and the maple syrup are unparalleled in the world, other than in Vermont amazing. We got the Ben & Jerry's factory there, and the Ben & Jerry's ice cream tastes so much better than the Ben & Jerry's you get in the store. It just is amazing. The cheese there is astounding. They have this horseradish cheese there, which is just mind-melting delicious. So, yeah, it's just very, very... So that's today's show. It's all about contentment. We're going to talk about contentment today and enjoy what we got. Because there's lots of things going on. But you know what? Sitting on that plateau of where you are, looking down on your little kingdom of life around you and being content just for a bit, like say about 30, 40, 50 years, that's a darn good feeling. You sit up there on the plateau. You got your maple syrup. You got your cheese. And you got your ice cream for crow. Captain Beefheart, Zombo in your brain.
It's so hot. Look like you have 3 feet, crow. The moon's so full. Wow. And all a pumpkin. You know there's something. The moon on the stone's full. I need to say hello to the crow. Like the fire piano. The moon showed up and it started the show. Tonight there'd be ice cream. Ice cream for crow. Ice cream by
needles in a haystack. Yeah, home, get back. Tonight at speed, a fellow treatment. Baby, it's a symbol. We're all a symbol. Whoa, how we fly. Oh, how we symbol. Cake. We'll all get well. Turn up the speakers. Hot, black, black. It's a keeper.
November, but it was just for promotional tour, so we didn't pray, and we are very glad at last we can pray here tonight. Thank you very much.
Try in my hand. It's
Mr. Roscoe Gordon with Cheese and Crackers. Before that, we heard Shona Knife with Ice Cream City, and that was live version. Huevos Rancheros doing 64 slices of American cheese. And before that, Captain Beefheart, Ice Cream for Crow. So it is contentment today. Returning from Vermont and finding out what makes people in Vermont so content. And those are three things. Maple syrup is fantastic. The ice cream is astounding, and the cheese is mind-blowing. So that is today. All songs about cheese, ice cream, and maple syrup, celebrating the contentment brought in by Vermont. You just go right over that board, and man, you instantly feel content. It's very interesting. And it's a good thing to have, contentment. I think we should have a fierce contentment. Really take a chance to look around and enjoy what you got. Because so many people complain about everything, you know. All right, let's shift gears all about this political stuff. But some people are like, well, you know, these people are having a good time and they're joyous, but you know what, it could be better. And yeah, it could be better. And they complain. I want this, I want that. But then again, here's the thing. The choice this time is like a stale bologna sandwich, okay? You have a stale bologna sandwich. Oh, man, I wish I had the pastrami or I could have that turkey sandwich with the coleslaw. Or the other choice is pretty much a bucket of diarrhea with glass in it. Those are the two choices. And people say, well, I don't know. This bologna sandwich looks pretty stale. So it's not pretty much, you gotta get what scrap of democracy we have and hold on to it, man. Whatever scrap you can get. Yeah. It's not, let me put it this way. All governments stink. Because all governments have to have a certain amount of control and a certain amount of pragmatism and a certain amount of brutality. Even the nicest governments have a certain air of brutality to them. It's all about, you know, keeping people from murdering people. And if you have to murder people to stop other people from murdering people, man, that's brutal. So it's a contentment of saying, you know what, this stale bologna sandwich is as good as it's going to get. Yeah, kid over there, he's got the peanut butter. Well, you know, the kid with the peanut butter, you know, that guy down there, he's got that turkey sandwich with the coleslaw and the fries on it and the Mancini bread. Well, you know, you can work towards that, and it's a fierce contentment you need to have. Look down the spectrum either way. If you look towards this way, you say, wow, I could have this, it could be so much better. You look that way and go, man, whoo, that's horrible. And you look where you're at and you go, well, this is doable. I've learned this the hard way, okay? Because I got into the whole political arena. I don't know if you bums, you got these boneheads. Remember when I ran for state rep? I've done dumber stuff, but I ran for state rep in 2018, and I just beat my brains out. I was off the radio for a little while because I wasn't allowed to be on the radio because I was playing by the rules. And this is fascinating. So my whole thing was, like, I wanted to start at a grassroots level to get people health care. Everybody should have some health care. I'm sorry, it doesn't sound radical, does it? The rest of the world has it. They have the bologna sandwich, but they have pickles on it. And all we want is some pickles on our bologna sandwich. And that's health care. At least, because here's the thing. So here's the thing that gets me. I beat my brains out. And it's like, well, don't bother me. I'm watching football game. I'm going to try and see if we can get health care for you. I'm sorry, hockey game on. I can't talk to you about this. Football game on. Hockey. You know, that's the thing. Most people in the world don't want freedom of choice. They just want to be left alone. And just left alone, not have to make any decisions, you know, because decisions are frightening for some folks. And if you look at this, there's always people that make the wrong, stupid decision in their life, okay? Bad decisions economically, okay? They just spend money stupidly. Bad decisions romantically. Getting involved with the wrong people over and over and over, making the same stupid decisions, making the wrong decisions career-wise. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to. What makes you think most of these boneheads are going to make a good political decision? They have a history of bad decisions. So my thing is, like, just you get a decent thing and you go with it. That's it. So I learned the hard way. I walked, this is crazy what I did. I spent 16 months campaigning because I didn't have any money. This is how nuts I am. I spent 16 months. I wore out a pair of Doc Martens. But did you guys help me? No. I'm one or two maybe. I had an army of like three or four people helping me. And that was fun. It was a great camaraderie. But, you know, I asked for help from these people. Nah, we're busy. And that was kind of cool, though, because it was when the whole Sarah Enamorado thing and the Summer Lee thing was hitting. So, like, all that energy went into those two campaigns. You know, it's good on them. Good on them. I didn't even get scraps. So So I just kind of had this. But I figured, you know what? I want to do punk rock politics. I'm going to walk this. I want to walk. I walked every in that damn district with every hill in Pittsburgh. Every damn hill. Try walking up and down Polish Hill, knocking on doors. Try Spring Hill, Troy Hill, you know, all of those hills. And actually, the Melnick helped me a lot with this. We actually went into, one neighborhood that they said politicians never go into. It's Northview. I think it's Northview Heights. Northview Heights. I went in, and it's basically like a big project, you know. And we went in there, and it was really funny going to the door. They either people who answered the door either thought they were in trouble or were there to fix something. It was really interesting because they said they'd never seen anybody of any like running for any office knock on their doors. But like I'm saying, I got what 44%. I did decent, 43-44%. And I had a campaign manager that was a complete imbecile. You know, didn't know what he was doing. I mean, there were so many times he came so close to firing this guy. I just sort of did it my way, you know. But needless to say, it was a great thing to do because it got me to realize a couple things. Number one, you know, try it. Try to do something. I've done a lot of stuff. I still do a lot of stuff. And it was good exercise. It was very good exercise. I got to meet a lot of people, which was kind of cool. Very few mean people, which was kind of nice. I ran into very few mean people when I was running for state rep. So needless to say, you know, and I was running up against Adam Ravenstahl, a guy that was actually sleeping. He would go to the state house and take a nap. There's pictures of him sleeping, and I really wanted to capitalize on that. I wanted to give it the old, you know, here's your tax dollars at work, and here's this guy snoozing. Wanted to do that, but didn't. Had to take the high road. And needless to say, he's out of there now. It's nice. I think some Lindsay something or other's in there. And it's really nice now. So needless to say, getting involved in government was a lot of work. And it was very, it was rewarding for me, you know, because I got to see that most people would rather watch football than get health care. That's one thing I found out. They'd rather watch it. If you had the choice between watching, can you watch a Steelers game or would you want health care? Oh, I want to watch my Steelers game. Okay, but you can go bankrupt and lose your house if you have a house, lose everything if you get sick. I don't know. This game's really good. I really want to see them play the Ravens because we got to get them Ravens. That's kind of what I was up against. And after a while, I just kind of said, oh, well, I tried that. Let's go back to the radio and yelling at people. That has something to be something there. And it's all about being content about it. It's like, okay, that's what happened. Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good to do something crazy every now and then to try and at least know that you know, here's my motto. If at first you don't succeed, quit and do something else. Okay? Because then you do something else, and if you do that the first time right, that's like, that's great. That means you were made to do that. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back into Vermont. Yeah. I will be on next week. I don't know what I'll do next week. But I'm so content this week. The following week, I will be DJing The Affair in the Park. Shenley Park, so hopefully we'll have nice weather in 2 weeks. And then Polka Maniacs, believe it or not, are doing a fundraiser for the Harris campaign at Trace Brewing September 13th, Friday. So, yeah, I just can't keep my toe out of politics. What can I say? Ice Cream Man, Tom Waits, Zombo in Your Brain. Yeah.
By your house about 2:45 with the sidewalks from your strawberry surprise. I got a cherry popsicle right on time. I got a big stick, mama, that'll blow your mind. Cause I'm your ice cream man, and I'm a one man band. And I'm your ice cream man, baby, I'll be good to you.
This is before about 20,000 packs of cigarettes.
Don't forget when you're tired and you're hungry. Want something cool, you know I got something better than a swimming pool. You buy me ice cream, man. And I'm a one man band. Me use a smile, honey.
plastic and I'll do it for free. Design your art train, man. Thank you.
Friday. Where are we? There we are. Ah, yes. Just having a spirited discussion with Paul in the CBD store. And that could last for days. That lasts for days. Or it just seems that way. That was Cutting the Cheese by King Charles Head. Before that, we heard Looking for Some Ice Cream by Bloodshot Bill. And before that, we heard The Residents with Crafty Cheese. And Tom Waits with Ice Cream Man before his kabillion boxes of cigarettes consumed him. Ah, we are doing Vermont today, the contentment. Why? Because there's three, like I'm saying, the holy three things, the holy trinity in Vermont is maple syrup, cheese, and ice cream. You will not have anything more heavenly than those three items. They have these things called maple creamies, if you've ever been there, and it is astounding. It is a homemade vanilla soft serve custard with a ribbon of maple syrup in it. And it is astounding. It is astounding. It is one of those things that just kind of makes you find, it's just contentment and wonderful little things like that. And being able to try and freeze time and enjoy that. There's some people that get like something and they just like see how fast they can eat it, like a doggy. Like, how fast can I eat this? But to savor something like that and just to try and hold it in your memory as long as you can, that's a real good thing. It's like having a piece of chocolate. And not just chewing the chocolate, having it in your mouth and then tasting it over and just having it there. Not the quick payoff. It's just like a nice, slow enjoyment. A very content thing. Hey, speaking of food, you know, the food stamp program can help you get food. You know, you can get food. So get some food. Please, eat. Eat some food. You need food. Food is good. Remember that. That's a catchy slogan. Food is good. And it's strange that food and good doesn't rhyme. You know, because they're spelled pretty much. It should be food and good. But it is not, or food and good. But instead, they're making it difficult. But food is good, which is kind of strange that that those things have the O. And they should spell them differently then. Why confuse people? But anyhow, you can get it. You don't have to even be eligible. Don't even know it. You can be on welfare. You could be working a full-time job. Chances are, if you're on welfare and having a full-time job and you still don't have enough money, I say you load up on them food stamps. You load up. I'll pay extra tax money. I would rather give money. That's the thing people always complain about. Like, and then they're going to give money to these people. You know how small of a sliver of the U.S. budget goes towards to helping people through food. Like maybe 3%. And then what is, like, 80%? Like bombers and jet aircraft carriers. That kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff I don't want to see my tax dollars blown on. You know, complaining about some kid getting a free lunch. Really? Really? You're going to complain about that? That 3 cents out of your, like, tax dollar? Or the 80 cents out of your tax dollars that buys an aircraft carrier? Yeah, see, it's all about the redirection. It's all about what to focus on. It's so easy to focus on the poor people because they're all around. Oh, look at that guy. He's using an access card. Oh, yeah. But then again, you don't see the tanks, and you don't see all that stuff. It's invisible. It's behind the curtain. You don't know your money's going there, but people always try and redirect it. It's like magic. You know, they'll show something in the hand, and they'll redirect it, and it'll be in the other hand. So don't be stupid. People need to eat. Let people eat. Come on, man. It's a thing. So, yeah. So there you go. So if you need food stamps, you go get them and be proud about it. You know? You know, I was driving $500 cars and living hand to mouth for quite some time. Nothing wrong with it, but you just got to keep hustling. And then just know when the hustle is when you see something good, you go towards it. You know? You gravitate towards positivity. That's how you get through life with contentment. You gravitate towards positivity. So if you need them food stamps, call 412-431-8963. Tell them Zombo sent you. Tell them you're hungry and you want them food stamps now. Damn it. That's right. How about this? And if you get your food and you have it on a campfire, oh, does a campfire sound nice? A campfire around this time of year? But don't forget to sit on your campfire when you're done with it. Sit on it. And if it's not, if it's still toasting your buttocks, then it's time to put more water on it. You want to sit on your campfire when it's nice and chill. You want to chill. So smokybear.com can help you. Yeah, so there you go. Because sadly, only you can prevent wildfires, and you just don't have it in you. Or do you? I don't know. Nobody asked me to ever, only you can stop forest fires. Nobody asked me. Now, they were doomed because nobody ever asked me to, hey, can you help me with this forest fire? Well, I guess they said only I can prevent it, but I don't, I'm in the middle of, like, Pittsburgh. There's no forest here. Damn it, Jim. I should tell you about some of the shows on this station. All right, I will tell you about All Things Folk. It's dedicated to traditional contemporary folk music and acoustic folk and Americana folk covering the North America. Tune in Sundays, 2 to 5, for All Things Folk. It actually says that in the PSA or the promo. That should be my next PSA or next promo. 8 miles high, when you touch down, you find that strange thing you know. You tune into 8 miles high with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. No idea what to... You should tell folks what you're going to play. Just saying. Feel the zombo right here in your brain. It's good to be back, and it's good to be content. It's good to be alive. It's good to be a thing. It's good to be this. Another thing, people are complaining, not too many. So, by the way, I'm letting you know that there's a staticky signal, so please don't call. I know it's a staticky signal. Why? Because it's RTT and it's summertime. Why? Because everybody's gone. The transmitter goes to hell and nobody is going to be able to do anything till probably around mid-September, early October. So get used to it. Here's how you can work around the situation. You can go to WRCT.org and you can listen online, which is a smart thing to do because that still is happening, and everybody's got the computer, and everybody goes, you can just go Alexa, if you have an Alexa, Alexa, play WRCT.org, and then your Alexa will do that, and you'll go, hey, I didn't ask it to do that, so that I'm actually doing you a favor if you have one of those phone tapping, conversation listening gizmos in your house. I just told it to stream WRCT. Or you can go to zomboco.com. Now, this is really fun. It's free. I have all the shows for like the past 5 or 6 years since COVID. And that doesn't seem like a different lifetime, man. So if you went old school, you can listen to Zombo from 2020 all the way to now. All for free on zomboco.com. I log all the shows on there, and you can listen to them at your however you want. And there's no static or no nothing. And I have them nicely edited for you. So there you be with that. Now, Eric, that should make you content. And there's Zombo's Deep Archive, which is on this station Thursday mornings, 4 a.m. or 4 a.m. in the morning. I got a 4 a.m. So, yeah, there's some people say, why don't you get on a podcast? Why don't you go, why don't you get a big, why don't you be somebody? Why don't you go be podcast, go sell sponsorship, get on a pod, get everybody going. And I don't want everybody to listen to the show. I just want you to listen to the show. You and some select folks. This is all about this nice little clique of things where we can just hang out and you can listen to wild rantings and music that you never even knew existed, or stuff that you liked or not like, or things I might say that you might not like. But it's real. It's real. It's a real human being. Click, I am not a robot. Yeah, it's official. I am not a robot. You know, robots are smart enough to think, how does that trick a robot? That doesn't trick a robot. Just makes you click another box. A robot is smart enough to go, I am not a robot. Really? Oh, really? I'm not a robot? Well, you know what? I went in here and I'm going to lie because I am a robot. That's the biggest scam ever perpetrated is the I am not a robot. Because a robot is way smarter than any of us. Robots are the future. Pretty soon, it's going to be a country and a world ran by robots. And, you know, is that so bad? Because a robot would make the most logical decisions. You know, already we're making, you know, decisions like, well, we'll just do this. No, they might be brutal decisions. But they'll be logical decisions. It's like having Mr. Spock or Dr. Spock or both of the Spocks. running everything. And, oh, we'll do that because it's logical. That's what that's how a robot would run things. But then again, you got idiots that go, I'm just going to hack this robot. And then you throw the whole human thing in. I want more music. Ice Cream Baby, The Pearls, Zombo in Your Brain.
Baby, I want a gal of love. Don't you, little girl? I'm thinking of you. Got a beautiful smile. I've got the statue. Lips are like a cotton candy. A heart that's a pure as gold. Raspberry, vanilla, cherry. Yeah, but you're my ice cream, baby. A piece of thunder. And I feel all the world that you're my finger.
Cheer Up, Spirit Up. And that was David Kay. And it is all songs about, well, you know, contentment today. Being in Vermont for a little bit, I found out why the folks are so damn content. And that is because of three important things. And that is, of course, ice cream. They have very good ice cream there. And maple syrup is astounding. And the cheese is spectacular. And those, you throw those kind of things, those three things at a human being, and they are going to feel pretty good. And I got a request. Let's see if I can knock this out. Yeah, got, because I'm all about, you know, this, always open stuff. So RZA, I guess a request, RZA put together a new ice cream jingle. And this is interesting because I did a little bit of quick research on this. And the reason why he did this is because the regular ice cream jingle is usually like Turkey in the Straw. And that was actually like an old minstrel tune. The guys used to do blackface. So, yeah, so this is kind of cool. He did his own ice cream jingle. And this is for the, here you go, listen.